This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Michelle Trumbull, my old taste bud. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up or a new place that you have eaten at or a recipe you'd like to share. Or if you just want to chat with us, again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down and have lunch over at Midtown Cafe, and you can come and watch the show. So welcome to Food for Thought. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Care. So glad to be back for a day.
I know.
Fun.
Yeah, Jeannie is, because the kids are off from school, yeah. Jeannie is spending a day with her kids, and
it's my last day of vacation week.
That's right. And you're spending it with me.
I'm spending some of it with you. Yes, I am.
Nice. Very nice. I can see Uncle Bert up there.
Oh, yeah. He's up there.
See him up there. I guess he can't hear us, but yeah. So what have you been doing? What's been happening?
Well, just a little bit here and there. I went to Portsmouth on Monday. I have a friend that lives in Portsmouth, so went and had girls' night there, and actually been going out to eat a little bit, and went to a really cool, hadn't been to this restaurant in a while in Portsmouth, and it's under new management, new owners. It's called the Friendly Toast.
Oh, the Friendly Toast is known quite
a bit. It is such a cool restaurant inside,
now,
you know.
Is that the one that's all like 50s?
Yes.
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 Okay, you go
yes.
down, it's on the right-hand side.
The menu, though, is a bit, I don't remember this menu the last time I was there. I mean, some of the food items, amazing. I have to tell you some of them.
Of course, I want to hear
we
it.
We went now, for breakfast.
Are they open breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
They're open breakfast and, that's a good question. Breakfast and lunch. There's no dinner. They have a few entrees, but not a lot.
I think they are open for dinner because when Daryl and I were in Portsmouth.
Burgers, appetizers. Yeah, there's all kinds of food.
We had gone in and we didn't.
Shame on me. I didn't look. I thought the info was on here, but it's not.
I would assume that.
Duh. Anyways, so for breakfast, this is what I had. I had New Hampshire's finest, which was scrambled eggs with goat cheese, asparagus, scallions, and bacon.
Ooh.
It was so good.
So like a scrambled?
It was all scrambled together, but not like over, like there wasn't a ton of everything. You know, sometimes they overpower it. It was a little bit, it was perfect. And I had oatmeal toast. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
It was so good. It was so good. But listen to this one. When I saw this one, I almost got it, but I thought of you. It's called Mexican mashed meal. Spicy mashed potatoes topped with chorizo, and two fried eggs, served with chipotle sauce and homemade toast. One of my friends that was there, she got it, and I had to try the mashed potato part. Oh my God, it was so good.
It must have been really good.
What was
mixed in potatoes? Do you know?
I don't know. I have no idea. Everything was like on top of the mashed potatoes, and it was really, really good. Delicious. Very good. Here's this one. Sklarmageddon is called. Sklarmageddon. An omelet built to kill with sausage, bacon, ham, red chili pecans, Swiss and jalapeno jack, topped with zesty maple sour cream.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Isn't that ridiculous? I'm like, some of the food items it's unbelievable. Listen to the Orleans fries. Sweet potato fries tossed with brown sugar and Tabasco served with sour cream. I don't know.
Ooh.
It'd be something worth trying.
Yeah. I'm not a sweet potato fry person.
I like sweet potato fries. I like both.
Yeah, no.
This one, I have to say a little bit of a naughty word because it's called the damn good grilled cheese.
Oh my gosh, Michelle.
Damn good grilled cheese is the name of this. Cayenne cheddar bread.
Oh.
Cheddar and American, an olive garlic spread with a bit of strawberry habanero sauce on the side. Can you, like, I mean, it was hard to choose. It really was.
Listening to that menu, you can tell that the owner likes spice.
Spice. It's very spicy. A lot of stuff is spicy. Yeah, fun stuff. Fun.
Yeah. For those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. And coming up shortly, stay tuned. We're going to be have another segment from Mike Morin. It's our comedy cold cuts. We had such a blast last week,
so I'm anxious to
see what he has for this week. And then later on in the show, we'll be joined with Lisa Fantasia. She owns Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats. And, you know, she sent a picture of what she's bringing today, and I'm getting a little nervous because... I worked out this morning again, and I'm being really good. Like, I have my thing of salsa right here from Doug's Best Batch. Oh, my gosh, that salsa
that was really good.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have to tell you what happened this morning when I went to work out. I go to work out. I went yesterday, so I'm like, I'm going to go today. They said three times a week, so I'm trying to fill my three times in before Monday starts so that I know in my head psychologically I did a week, and I'm on week two come Monday, okay? So I go there today. And I got there just a little bit before 8. We have we can get there before the people get there. But anyway, that doesn't matter really. So I start my workout, and then the girl shows up at 8. You know, hi, how are you? Hi, you know. Finish my workout at about 8, you know, 40 or so, you know, 35, 40. And she says, Carol, weren't you here yesterday? And I go, yeah. She goes, well, you really should give, you know, you should only come every other day. And I'm like, you telling me now? I'm like, I've never had anybody tell me that I was supposed to work out.
And I'm excited because I start tomorrow.
Yes, I know. Tomorrow, I'm so excited.
I'm very excited.
So I can't go tomorrow.
It's okay. It's quite all right.
I'm saying I can't go work out tomorrow.
Well, you can go do the treadmill.
I can go do my
aerobic cardio.
But you know what? I really, doing the treadmill, I'm better with my Wii Fit, my Wii Fit U. I love that thing. And you can do dancing and you can, you know, do the hula hoop. Remember I showed you the
And nobody has to watch
and
you.
And no one's watching me.
That's what she likes best about it.
No, it's fun.
Except for Molly. Does Molly do it with...
Molly, my little 5-pound dog, she sits on the couch and she watches me.
She's like, look at her.
It's pretty funny. But, you know, with the Wii Fit, you can also, you can weigh your dog. So Molly she's in there. I have like a little dog
cute.
I get on the step thing with Molly in my hands, and
they give you a little weight.
They give you tips like, you know, how to not take care of your dog, but you know, fitness wise and stuff like that. So
dogs need to be fit also.
Yes, of course. So but today in food history, here we go. Today is this is kind of cool. It's National Kahlua Day.
I know, I saw that.
National Kahlua Day. And it's also National, Strawberry Day. Isn't it kind of early?
There's a question mark next to it, though. Do you see the question mark?
You know what? I just saw it now.
I'm not sure why there's a question mark.
I'm not sure either. But
well, it's strawberries are good right now in Florida.
Yeah,
this is the time of year down there where you can get yummy strawberries. Been down there at this time of year, and the strawberries are amazing.
Remember the ones from Diane from Apple Hill?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, she would bring them to us, and they're like this big, and they were so good. Juicy. And but strawberry season, it is the beginning of the spring, right? Isn't it springtime?
Kinda. For us, it's like the beginning of summer, really, for strawberries.
Right. So late spring, early summer. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then in my foodie website, there's a National Girl Scout Cookie Recipe Contest.
That's amazing.
See, Mike Morin should join that.
Yeah.
He would probably win. Girl Scout cookie enthusiasts can create and submit their favorite dessert recipes using the iconic cookies as ingredients. As a matter of fact, the Red Arrow is going to be showcasing 2 Girl Scout cookie pies.
Cool.
Yes. And Royce, who is my social media girl, Amy's daughter, who is a Girl Scout, and she sells the cookies. She's going to be coming on the show in a couple of weeks, and we're going to, when we unveil it all at the diner.
Nice.
So, yes, there's going to be 2 on there. So,
did you know that in Massachusetts only, well, not in New Hampshire, there's a special Girl Scout cookie that they're giving out in Massachusetts, that's selling in Massachusetts, and they're like butter cookies. They're kind of round. They're kind of like 3-inch diameter round cookies, and they have thank you written in 6 different languages. Each of the cookies have thank you written in 6 different languages.
In just Massachusetts stuff?
Yeah, because I'm like, where did these? They were delicious. And I was like, I didn't see these when I ordered my Girl Scout cookies, and they're only selling them. It's only in Massachusetts right now. So
I love butter cookies.
Yeah, they were really good.
I like it all. Unfortunately.
Yeah, so that was kind of cute.
But you can go to foodreference.com and you can click on the contest and national. And actually, it's flashing up on the homepage, National Girl Scout Cookie Recipe Contest. And there are prizes ranging from $250 to $500, plus a spotlight feature in Taste of Home magazine.
Well, good luck.
So that's kind of cool. Yeah. Oh, me. I'm not doing it. I'm not a baker.
No, but the arrow. Aren't you going to submit?
Arrow, yes. Yeah. No, we're not submitting.
Oh, you should.
No.
Did you see the food quote?
Why don't you read the food quote?
The food quote's cute.
It's very cute.
She has a laugh so hard. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just tapped it out.
Oh, do you want me to
take
over?
Yeah, because I don't know where it went. It's gone.
She has a laugh so hearty it knocks the whipped cream off an order of strawberry shortcake on a table 50 feet away. Damon Runyon, writer and newspaperman. And that's dated back from 1880 to 1946. I'm picturing that. Yikes. I don't know. All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. Stay tuned. And Mike Morin is coming up with his comedy cold cuts. You have to listen to this. It's going to be so funny. It's very fun. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Bob Carroll. Joining me today is Michelle Trumbull, my old taste bud. I'm so happy to have her back here. And just before we get Mike on, I just want to give a little shout out to the sponsors. Express Jewelry Center in Concord. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry. You can check them out at integrityfit.com. That's where I went to work out this morning, by the way. Belmont Hall and Restaurant, right here in Manchester. Top quality foods made fresh for over 50 years. Celeste Oliva, they're on South Main Street in Concord. You can check them out at celesteoliva.com. And they have the best extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars.
I've already cooked twice with it.
Isn't
delicious.
It great?
Oh my gosh.
They're so good. And New England Coffee, which is the official coffee of Food for Thought. And next week we have the president coming in to join us. So that'll be kind of interesting. And also Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and now open with a drive-thru in Londonderry. Although the drive-thru won't be for another week or so. So without any further ado, I would like to welcome, I'm pleased to announce a brand new segment we started last week to Food for Thought, Comedy Cold Cuts. It's going to be exciting, and you, the listeners, as well as the live audience here at the Beacon Building, will be able to win some prizes. Let me welcome Mike Morin, who is a radio personality, as well as a writer and author of many books. He even wrote a story in a Chicken Soup for the Soul book. He also writes a twice-monthly humor column in the Nashville Telegraph, and he's also a major foodie and a great cook, winning numerous awards. Let's welcome Mike Morin. And
thank you.
Comedy Cold Cuts.
I'm gonna try to not be too depressed today. I mean, I'm happy to be here with both you and Michelle, but I am depressed based on something I read in this morning's USA Today. Like you, I was working out this morning. I have a treadmill in the house, so I jump on that for 45 minutes, and I have a USA Today app on my tablet. I click on that, and I get all the latest news. And what do? I open up to the following headline: Bye-bye American Pie, desserts are disappearing. Believe me, that depressed the heck out of me.
No kidding.
Because I'm a dessert person. But apparently, I am in the minority.
I don't think you are.
Well, what about you guys? Are you dessert people, generally?
I am not a dessert
person. I will eat dessert.
This survey is apparently correct, then.
I guess.
I mean, growing up in the 50s, there was always dessert after every meal. At least where I lived in the Midwest, because God knows there was nothing else to do. So anyway, let me just share a little bit of this, and then we have some comedy to reflect on this. Apparently, this analysis is from the 29th Annual Eating Patterns in America report, which tracks the daily eating habits of 5,000 consumers and 2,000 households. So it's a valid survey, and this is what they're telling us. Only 12% of dinners eaten at home include a dessert. That is horrible, people. And it's way down from the 24% of Americans who said they had dessert with dinner back in 1986. Now, I don't every day, but I would say probably half the time during the week I'll have something. It might be a half hour or an hour later, but I'll whip out a dish of ice cream or some cookies or whatever. So here we go. If this trend continues, says the author of the survey, desserts may entirely disappear from the dinner table. Senior vice president of the survey says, we are on target to serve the last dessert February 27, 2054, he says with a wink. Well, based on the decline, if you do the extrapolation, if you do the math, dessert will go the way of the dodo bird by the year 2054, which is only 40 years, 39 years from
now. It won't in the restaurants, though. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think they're mainly talking about like home. The
they are. Yeah, they are the talking about table. At home. They are talking about at home. You're right.
Which, you know, I think if they were doing some, you know, surveys mm-hmm. on how many people actually sit at home for dinner
right.
now.
It's
right.
also down.
You know.
Definitely. Right. So what, you know, I don't know if you can pull this out of your head right now, Carol, but what percentage of people that eat at the Red Arrow Diner actually order a dessert? That would be something to have your stat people check out.
That is a very good question, mm-hmm. and I think a lot.
I think a lot.
I'm not, yeah. I mean, I almost would say, just off, you know, mm-hmm. guessing, I'd say 60%.
Because your 50. Pies are so amazing. It's like, how could you not order one of those, you know, Boston cream pies or strawberry pies in season or whatever, right?
And Londonderry yeah. is a little more crazy because we actually have like a dessert showcase
yeah,
now.
It's amazing.
Like a nice
oh.
dessert showcase. So the Dinah fingers have been like right. flying mm-hmm. off the wall. So,
in-home dinners, the survey says, again, this is from USA Today. Bye-bye American pie desserts are disappearing. In-home dinners with dessert are becoming downright rare. For folks 55 and up, I'm in that category. That number has declined from 35% in 1984 to only 19% of people in my age demographic are having a dessert. For 35 to 54-year-old consumers, it's gone from 22 to 10%. 10% of people in young to middle age now are having dessert at home after dinner. And for 18 to 34, the millennials, apparently that number has shrunk from 17% to 9%. 1 in 10 millennials are having dessert on a regular basis. So, and I bring that up because I know you're trying really hard. You're working out. And you say you're not a dessert person now, so I guess that doesn't break your heart like it does mine. I love sweets. I love desserts. And
Daryl
this,
yeah. loves sweets.
Does he?
Like when we go out, you know, most of the time, I'd say 90% of the time, mm-hmm. orders a dessert. I mean, you know, if I'm not watching what I'm eating, I might have a bite or two. But,
sure.
You know,
bring
I'm
two spoons, please.
With that. Uh-huh. I'm satisfied yeah. with the one
Me
or
too.
Two.
All
you
right.
know?
Well, we need to celebrate the good things about cake. And to helping us do that, our first comedy cold cut is from Jim Gaffigan. This is called Cake Beyond the Pale. Jim Gaffigan.
My favorite dessert is cake. Yeah. Cake's a true symbol of gluttony, though. If you eat a whole pizza, people are like, wow, you were hungry. But if you eat a whole cake, people are like, you got a problem. Addicted to cake. It's not like drinking. You never hear someone brag, yeah, last night I had 4 pieces of cake. Why are you telling us? Just want you to know I partied. Why'd you get away from me? Because everyone knows cake's bad for us. Sometimes you try and disguise the fact we're eating cake. It's breakfast, I can't have cake. I'll have a muffin. You know the difference between a cake and a muffin? Nothing. A muffin is a bald cupcake. And we know it. Have you seen the mini muffins? How much denial are we in when we're eating mini muffins? Oh, I'm just gonna have like 1 or 12. So small they don't really count. They're like muffin vitamins. When I eat them, I feel like an astronaut. That's why I have them for breakfast. Can't have cake for breakfast. Unless it's a pancake. How'd that slide through? Young man, you're not having cake for breakfast. You're having fried cake with syrup for breakfast. Load up on that and try not to nap. Pancakes. Pancakes definitely make you lower your expectations. You're like, well, looks like I'm not showering today. I'm going to be digesting those carb cakes for hours. That was a bad idea. This guy talks a lot about cake. Cake's a powerful food. Cake can actually bring people together. It's Bill's birthday. Yeah, I hate that guy. It's Cake in the conference room. Well, I should say hello. See how he's doing. I mean, admit it, when you hear the song Happy Birthday, all you're thinking is, hey, I'm getting some free cake. During the song, you're just wondering what kind it is. Hope it's chocolate for me.
Anyway, that's Jim Gaffigan, awesome. And all about cake. Eat more of it.
That is funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's talk about cake for just a moment, ladies. I'm not really a cake snob, but I have to tell you, I have to have buttercream frosting on my cake. Just the old-fashioned sugar frosting.
Sweet, sweet, yes.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice, and it's almost of the whipped cream consistency. It's just got that little yellow color to it. I'm just saying that for those that may be making me a birthday cake, because today is my birthday.
I'm so bad. I knew
Why?
That. I knew
you
that.
You knew that?
And
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mike Morin. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
Wow, Michelle.
And you know what? We've got these brand new Red Arrow spatulas that also serve as spanking devices. So I'm just thinking, because you always have to get spanked on your birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Glad
thank you.
To.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to move on, if we can, before we actually lose the license for the Pulse. We can't see that happening on my second comedy cold cut segment. We got about 5 minutes to break?
A couple minutes.
All right, then we'll continue with cake, because I want to move on. I want to move on to, you probably didn't know that, but March, which is just the Sunday already, is National Caffeine Awareness Month.
Ooh.
National Caffeine Awareness Month. And if you've ever heard this comedian named Lewis Black, he is totally outrageous. And he's going to go on a little rant about that. But let's just finish up with cake. I had to do some shopping this week to get a yellow cake mix so that Barb could make my favorite cake, which is it's a Bailey's Bundt cake with chocolate chips.
Ooh,
and Bailey drizzle on the top. So that's what I'm having tonight.
Nice.
Not traditional, but she sends me, part of the recipe is yellow cake mix. Now, we all know when you go to the yellow cake mix aisle in the store, there's about 1,200 different kinds.
Isn't it ridiculous?
Well, it's ridiculous from the point that they all have, listen, these are just four that I pulled off. There's Moist Deluxe, Super Moist, Moist Supreme, Ultra Moist. Leave me alone with the moist thing already, will you, please? Aren't they all supposed to be moist?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, who's fooling who here?
Yeah, or you can just have Lisa from Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats make it for you.
See, did she know it was my birthday today? she's running out to make me an ultra moist birthday cake. And what's, have you guys ever watched The Cake Boss?
Yes.
On TV?
I love that show.
The Cake Boss,
have
I don't know if it's on TLC. I've not been to his store in New Jersey. Have you?
Yeah.
I'm sure that Buddy Velastro was probably not there when
he wasn't.
Right? Because, you know, he's too big to be there. But it's pretty interesting, the empire that he's built up.
Mm-hmm.
Until he got nabbed for a DUI in Manhattan here about a year or so ago.
I didn't know it wasn't
so much fun anymore. But Buddy Velastro also sells his cakes.
Yes, in the grocery store.
In supermarkets.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Would you pay, and I love Buddy Velastro and I love the show, but would you pay $20 at Hannaford to get a cake that's not going to be nearly as good as Lisa's? For probably, I don't know what hers cost, but even if hers is $20,
I'm taking hers
right. over a cake that was built or that was put together at some factory in New Jersey.
Yep.
And I went online to look at some of the reviews of the Buddy Velastro Cake Boss cakes. Not that good.
Nah.
Now, I haven't tried it, so I can't say. That's not my opinion. That's just what people are saying online.
Right. It can't be as good as when you go into the bakery and you get a fresh baked cake.
It can't be.
Right. You know, it's like anything else you buy, you know, frozen or, you know, prepared ahead of time and with all the preservatives in it.
That's the problem with getting so popular that you think that you have to take over the world. And you know, I'm all for making a buck, but I don't think it's really helping his brand if people aren't going to be liking the cake. So.
I totally agree with you.
All right. I'm all done with my cake rant. Eat more dessert, people.
Yes, eat more dessert to make Mike Morin happy.
Thank you.
Please.
It's all about me today.
Yes,
it is all about you.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so upset. But we're going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're with Mike Morin, Comedy Cold Cut. Stay tuned.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Live at the Beacon Building at 814. 15 Elm Street. Come on down. You still have plenty of time to have some lunch and come and share it with Food for Thought. And Mike, take it away with your comedy cold cuts.
That's kind of, I like that kind of sexy music. That was very good. Where's that spatula? Anyway, I don't know if you guys heard. This is caffeine. Well, March is Caffeine Awareness Month, right? Got my big old
is that
honking.
A good thing or a bad thing?
Well, are you coffee drinkers?
Yes.
I mean, I would think the foundation of a diner has got to be coffee. Mm-hmm.
It is.
I don't know if that's the number one sales item, but it's. Yeah, it's got to be up there.
It's up there. And I'm definitely, we serve New England coffee, which
I
like New England, love New England coffee. And yeah, I'm definitely.
Thank goodness it's not Starbucks coffee because right now, to help us celebrate and kick off March, which is Caffeine Awareness Month, we have Lewis Black, and he's going to talk a little bit about Starbucks. Here's Lewis Black.
There is a Starbucks across the street from a Starbucks. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the universe. People have asked me, how do you know this? Well, go there. Stand between those two Starbucks. And when you look at your watch, time stands still. And what's truly amazing, if you turn and look just at one Starbucks, immediately you think, you know, when I turn around, there can't possibly be a Starbucks behind me. If there's a just and loving God, how could he allow that to happen? So you turn slowly, thinking maybe there's a McDonald's there, or possibly an Exxon station, or maybe a Gap. But there's another Starbucks! Many people have asked, are there too many Starbucks? Well, now we know. Yes. When you build a Starbucks across from a Starbucks, the game is over. You can build no more. What I wonder about is the gentleman who stood in the empty building and looked across the street at the Starbucks and then turned to his wife and kids and said, you know, I have a vision. I am going to build a Starbucks right here. Why, Daddy? Because it will be known as the end of the universe.
That's Lewis Black, and isn't that true, though, no matter where you go, especially in the bigger cities?
Yeah, it is true.
Starbucks everywhere.
It is true, just like the drugstores.
Yeah. Every corner.
No kidding. But so that's our little caffeine rant, compliments of Lewis Black. Before we go along too much further, we have some prizes today.
Can we do prizes.
A little three-question true or false quiz about coffee?
I love it.
Would somebody out there like to win a food prize package worth about $50, some good eating from one of your favorite Three Red Arrow diners, also Jay's Tavern, which is yours right there in Milford, and 5 pounds of flour from King Arthur Flour, the official flour of my household. And
mine too.
And what else do we have, Michelle?
And the Food for Thought with Carol's spatula with a pink handle.
And it's pink. Yes.
It's very sturdy. It's very good. And, you know, sometimes cake batters or bread batters are just so thick. You need something that isn't going to wilt under the pressure.
It's a great size, and you're right. It's awesome.
All right, so what is the phone number? Here's how it works. Three questions, true or false. You have to get two out of three correct, and the category is coffee. But we need you to call now because, you know, we're not here till 3 o'clock today.
That's right. It is 866-823-1077. Again, 866-823-1077. Give us a call.
All right, here's a few facts about coffee while we wait. These will not be part of the quiz. Legend has it, a 9th century Ethiopian goat herder discovered coffee by accident when he noticed how crazy the beans were making his goats.
Oh. Yeah.
I think we all knew that anyway, didn't we?
That's probably.
Yeah, I'm sure we all learned that in home ec back in high school. A French doctor in the 1600s suggested that cafe au lait for patients, inspiring people to begin adding milk to coffee. That's how we have the frou-frou drinks. Do you just have the basic coffee, or can I get a fancy coffee at the Red Arrow?
At the Red Arrows in Manchester and Milford, it is a regular coffee.
Right.
You know, regular or decaf. But mm-hmm. the one in Londonderry, because we have the drive through, we do have an espresso machine. So there'll be espressos and lattes.
You're going to sell a lot once word gets out.
Yes. Yes, in Londonderry, so no the, in the others.
The question is, mm-hmm. will the Red Arrow have their first official barista?
You know it will.
Yeah.
It
excellent.
Will.
I love that.
That's right.
All right.
Think of it like that.
We have a contestant ready to play Coffee True or False.
We do. It's Denise from Webster.
Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Denise. I was actually looking at buying a house in Webster years ago, a beautiful A-frame, but I realized it was like, yeah, it was, as a matter of fact, but it was like.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, the river is great. It's a beautiful town. Yeah.
Really? Are you a fly fisherman, too?
No. Dad, passionate. Me, no.
Come on.
All right. All right. But you drink coffee, right, Denise?
Yes, I do.
All right. So, Denise, here it is. No pressure. We have a dining certificate to the Red Arrow, also to Jay's Tavern, and 5 pounds of flour from King Arthur Flour.
King Arthur Snob. Yep.
What's that?
I love King Arthur. I'm a snob. It's the only one I'll buy.
King Arthur Flour Snob.
I love that. Yep. That's all I buy, too. All right, here we go. I've got three questions, Denise, and we're counting on you getting 2 out of 3 correct so that you can walk away with the prizes worth about $50. And then don't hang up at the end because we need to get your information, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, good luck. Here is the first one, Denise. True or false, New Yorkers drink almost 7 times more coffee than other cities in the U.S. Is that true or false, Denise?
I would say true.
That is true. Can you believe that?
I got one.
Yeah.
So 7 times more?
7 times more coffee than in other cities. I mean, if you've, you know, I worked in New York City for a while, and just people walk around with these, you know, like we have our cell phones attached to our hands here. Yeah. People do that with their Starbucks because there is a
Starbucks
on every corner in New York City. Also, the world's first automat is in New York City, which was attached to the building I used to work for.
Oh my gosh.
They had these revolving things. You go in, you pull out your piece of lemon pie and a sandwich.
Oh, I remember those as a kid.
Really? I'm sure they have a couple of them in Webster. All right, here we go with question. You only have to get one out of the next two. Good luck to you. Here we go. Here's the second question. Johann Sebastian Bach, you know, the composer? Johann Sebastian Bach wrote an opera about a woman who was addicted to coffee. Is that true or false, Denise?
It's so crazy, I'll say true.
Denise, you are a very wise woman.
Ooh,
that is true.
It is.
I have no idea what
crazy.
It's. Yes. Congratulations. And Denise.
Thank you.
Yes. Just for grins, let's see if you can go 3 for 3, although you've already won.
There you go.
Here is the final question. Though he won't admit to it, Red Sox slugger David Ortiz drinks 14 cups of Dunkin' Dark Roast every day. Is that true or false?
Wow.
He's a big boy.
Boy, that's crazy. He's so big, he can probably do it. I'd say true.
It is false. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
She won anyway. She won anyway.
That's right.
You still won.
You did. We're very happy. Enjoy your dining certificates to the Red Arrow, Jay's Tavern.
I can't wait. I love the Red Arrow.
Thank you.
All right. I love their I call them mile-high pies. I don't think that's what you guys call them there, but they're awesome. What's your favorite pie at the Red Arrow Diner?
Any pie, but the Twinkies.
Diner fingers.
Yes, thank you.
Denise, it was great talking with you.
Andrew's
going to get it back
to the
station. All right. Hey, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Food for Thought.
Yeah.
All right. See you
later.
You guys must have sold a boatload of Twinkies during the Hostess dismantling a couple years ago.
We did, and we take orders online too at redarrowdiner.com, and we actually had quite a few orders through online that we ship out.
Oh, seriously?
We ship out Twinkies,
Dinah Fingers. And you've had some famous people order Dinah Fingers.
Really?
Sawyer.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah.
She loves our Dinah Fingers. Yep. When she came to the diner for the first time, this was a few years ago, about a year later, one of her assistants happened to be in the area. And she came into the diner and said, I am here. I have to take, it must have been a dozen. I don't remember how much. But she says, just want you to know that these are specifically going to Diane Sawyer because she requested them. So,
cool. So you needed to follow up and get a picture of Diane shoving one into her mouth.
I know, huh? Well, no, I have one.
Oh, you do? Okay,
great. I have
great.
It when she was there.
Very cool.
She walked in the front door. She looked at the Dinah Finger basket.
Uh-huh.
And she says, what is this? She says, is this what I think it is? And she just... without even asking, which was fine, she unwrapped and started eating it. It was very cool, and
nice.
I do have a picture of that.
Cool.
She actually got Twinkie cream in her hair.
Oh,
and
really?
Then you know what she did when she was there?
God, that's hot.
Ooh.
What?
The diner was packed, mm-hmm. and she, you know, you walk behind the people at the counter,
yeah.
and she stopped to this couple, and they were eating. They had one of them, well, the woman had a hamburger and french fries.
Mm-hmm.
She leaned over, and she said, "Do you mind if I snag one of your
no
french
way.
Fries? I swear to God.
I'm Diane Sawyer, and I can eat off your plate."
And you know what she even did, Mike?
Uh-uh.
She and the girl said, "Sure, you can have one of my fries." She goes, "I'm even going to dunk it in your ketchup." And she did. And it was amazing. It was unbelievable.
What, that was a selfie moment waiting to happen.
Right? Yeah.
And I mean, sometime we have to talk about those kinds of stories because
yes.
you know, the stories that happen at diners are amazing.
I could write a book. I probably would make more money.
Yeah, I think Larry Cotera beat you to it, but that's another
yeah.
story. All right, I know we have a couple minutes, so just a couple more caffeine Awareness Month facts here, since I went through the trouble and researched these. In the ancient Arab culture, there was only one woman. There was only one way that a woman could legally divorce if her husband didn't provide enough coffee.
Oh, my, you're kidding.
Seriously, yeah. Here's another one. Unlike the hip 20-something baristas in the U.S., in Italy, the average barista age is 48, and it's a very respected profession. And now you'll have one in Londonderry.
We are.
Very
we
excited.
Have
and that's Comedy Cold Cuts for today. I have a very special tribute to Cold Cuts for next Friday's show.
Ooh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought, and stay tuned. We'll be back in with Lisa Fantasia from Wicked Unique Cakes and Treats.
Oh,
you can go
Lisa.
To her Facebook page and check that out. So we'll be right back.